It was quite a big old long shop with a big balcony across the end, which all the offices were. We had a paint shop right there and an engine bay with two separate entities on the end. It was probably 200 or 300 yards long. It's quite large. We had a few, there's a few machine tools out there. Majority of work was refurbishment and servicing of aircraft. And they used to have Seafires out there, but that was before my time out there. As I say, when I went out there, they had this Sabre contract, refurbishment of the Sabres, XRAF, which are on loan back to the United States Air Force, USAF. Out there, then we had one, two, three foremen, the manager of the whole outfit, and externally there was an American there, a liaison American Air Force, and of course, AID, Air Inspection Department.
So about how many people would have worked at Ilchester then?
I expect must be 200 or 300. There's quite a few out there, at least.
And did you have a canteen out there?
We had a canteen at the end out there, but primarily we used to use a Navy canteen. The staff went across their staff canteen, and the works had it out there, but in the end they had their own canteen out there. We also had a hangar, a 14 hangar out there, which they used for flight operations as the Sabres. Of course, when they lengthened the Overton runway, extended it right long, we couldn't fly the Sabres out of Overton. Well, we could get them off the ground, I think, far as I remember, take them across to Merrifield, where Weston's had a hangar in for flight testing, and all the last flight testing was done at Merrifield on Sabres. I think Leo Devine was the test pilot at the time, that I remember right there, their crew, yeah. He was quite a character too, I remember old Leo. Yeah, he did all the Sabre work and everything.